I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which we just had back in October 21st and 22nd at the Monterey Fairgrounds. The next one coming up, October 27th and 28th of 2018. And also the quarterly previews, which will have one webinar quarterly preview on the 29th of December, and then move into physical ones throughout the year. So if you're not on the email list for Good Vibrations Radio or the Rhoda Psychic Fair, I encourage you to get on the list so you can be informed about all the upcoming events, as well as like us on Facebook. Well, for those who listen, you know I love to start every show with a little Day by Day with James Allen. Now, in 1903, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. James Allen wanted us to know that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. However, our past thoughts, actions, beliefs, and intentions don't create our future. Our present thoughts, actions, beliefs, and intentions do. And every day we have an opportunity to shift those and start framing and creating a new future. In Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved up into a little segment for each day of the month. And for the 18th day of the month, he says, definitely directed thought. All achievements, whether in the business, intellectual, or spiritual world, are the direct result of definitely directed thought. You know, there's the example of the 15-year-old Goddard, who was inspired to create a list of 127 life goals. Now, he's well into his late 80s now, and he's accomplished 109 of his original 127 life goals he set when he was 15, plus 300 other goals that he set along the way. He's climbed the Matterhorn. He's climbed Mount Ararat, Kilimanjaro, Fiji, Rainier, the Grand Tetons. He retraced the route of Marco Polo through the Middle East, Asia, and China. He was the first man to explore the whole length of the Nile, and he also boated down the Amazon, the Congo, and many other rivers. He's been to 120 countries. He explored the underwater reefs of Florida, the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, the Red Sea. He visited the Great Wall of China, the Okefenokee Swamp in Georgia, and the Everglades, in Florida. He's flown 47 different types of aircraft. He set several civilian airspeed records, including one at 1,500 miles an hour. He flew an F-106 to an altitude of 63,000 feet, making him the only civilian to pilot an aircraft that high. But I think the point really is to know a couple of things. One, Mr. Goddard is just a middle-class individual. He's not wealthy. He's not anything special, but he sets his goals. He writes them down and he then pursues them. He creates that definitely directed thought to head him in that direction. And obviously, for those of us listening, we're probably all past the age of 15 and setting down that originally 127 life goals may not be the right way to start out, but it's never too late to write down a goal and set an intention for it. And that's really worth thinking about. And when I look at that for today's Day by Day with James Allen, I also compared that to today's Daily Word from the Unity Corporation. And they put out an affirmation for every day of the month. And today says, I am an ever-renewing expression of infinite life. Just think about that as we start down the countdown of this 2017 year and the transition to our 2018 year. I'm not asking you to make New Year's resolutions. I'm not asking you to make any specifically unique goals for 2018, but I am asking you to consider which goals would you like to focus on in your life? Where would you like to put your definitely directed thoughts? And that leads us to our segment host for today. Joyce Day Muse was born and raised in Washington, D.C., and she developed an early interest in astrology, and she learned all she could from books and observing friends and family, and judging the quality of their signs, and their behavior. But upon moving to the Central Coast of California, she met a practicing astrologer who shared his knowledge with her. And she also met an aura reader who taught classes based on the curriculum of the Berkeley Psychic Center. In 1980, Joyce was ordained as a metaphysical minister who could give readings, healings, and consultations. And 38 years later, Joyce has become a fixture at local psychic fairs. She's done thousands of readings, taught metaphysical and astrology classes to hundreds of people, and performed numerous weddings. She's hosted many radio shows over the years, and she specializes in very quick on-the-spot readings on air, as well as her more longer, more in-depth private consultations with clients. And she plans to continue to give those readings and be of service for those who need clarity, guidance, encouragement, and support for as long as she's able. So she joins us on the third Monday of each month from 5 to 6 p.m. And to introduce Joyce, let's have a little musical introduction.
We are the travelers on the road. We are the travelers on the road, drinking the sunshine, bathing the moonlight, guided by starlight, warmed by the glow. Hearts of families returning to their home, vanishing like the stars in the early morning dawn to roam.
Well, Joyce, welcome to Good Vibrations Radio.
Thank you, Salazar. Good to be here. And happy December 18th.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Same to you. So what can we expect? I mean, obviously this is our new moon day, but where do we go from here?
Well, the new moon was last night. So we're still in the very end of a big stellium or many planets in the sign of Sagittarius. So the moon left Sagittarius this morning, but we still have Mercury, Venus, Sun, and Saturn in the sign of the Archer, the mutable fire sign that's been dominating us for this last year. It's really been Saturn and Sagittarius actually the last two and a half years, and that's about to change this week, and that's the very big deal this week is Saturn is leaving the sign of Sagittarius and entering into its own sign of Capricorn. So we have a big shift coming up Tuesday evening. So says 8:48 p.m. on the West Coast. So that'd be 11:48 on the East Coast. Saturn changes signs. So Saturn takes 29 years to go through all of the signs and return to start that cycle over again. And that's approximately 2.5 years in each sign. So we're entering Saturn's own sign of Capricorn. Saturn rules the sign of Capricorn and also the sign of Aquarius. So Saturn enjoys being in Capricorn very, very much. So since Saturn's been in Sagittarius, it's been more about learning, learning the truth, trying to understand the truth, and how interesting we've gotten fake news and lies and all that stuff while Saturn's been in Sagittarius. So now that it's going into Capricorn, I think, you know, the rubber hits the road. It's time for truth. It's time for reality. It's time for hard work, effort, and responsibility. All those words we apply to Saturn. So Saturn entering Capricorn, we should feel a shift this week. If not Tuesday night, then by the end of the week, we should feel a real shifting of gears. Saturn and Capricorn, it just seems we're going to get grounded. We're going to get more earthy. We're going to get more practical. Capricorn is the sign that's all about goals, setting our goals, like you were talking in the introduction. You know, what are your goals for the new year? So even if you have no goals, Saturn will ask you to apply yourself to something. But if you do have specific goals and identify the steps to reach them, Saturn will help you. So Saturn in Capricorn, I'm looking forward to. I mean, at least it's a change. It's a change of our values and priorities. We're going to value efficiency more. We're going to value hard work and responsibility more. You know, the ways of this last year are heading for the dump. You know, people aren't going to want to hear, you know, the bull flying from people's mouths. It's time for reality. It's time for structure. So, Saturn and Capricorn, that's the big news. And it's going to spend, you know, the next almost 3 years in Capricorn. So we have a lot of time to do this work. And I'm looking forward to it. So it doesn't mean, you know, everything gets easy all of a sudden. In fact, Saturn rewards discipline and hard work. So we come to a place in our lives and in our collective life that we have to apply ourselves. We have to be disciplined. That's one of the main words for Saturn is discipline. So that's kind of exciting, and it's a big shift. It's a big change, and that starts tomorrow night. So we also have we had the new moon yesterday in Sagittarius, which is kind of yesterday and today are like the last big hurrah for the sign Sagittarius. But the good news is I talked to my Sag sister today, and I told her that things should be easing up for her, that all the hard work and effort she's been doing for the last 2.5 years should become rewarded in the next weeks and months. So things are really should be lightening up for Sagittarians in particular. They've been under pressure for the last 2.5 years. So now it's Capricorn's turn, but Capricorn is so much better suited for responsibility, hard work, and effort you know, Saturn thrives on that. Saturn wants to have a goal in Capricorn. Capricorn wants to know what it's supposed to do. I had a Capricorn client who said when she was a little girl, all she wanted to know was, what are the rules? If you tell me the rules, then I'll do it. But I have to know what the rules are. And that's kind of Saturn and Capricorn. What are the rules? We have to follow the rules. And one thing that will certainly be tested is the rule of law. You know, is it true no man is above the law? I think we're going to find that out in the coming weeks and months. So Saturn in Capricorn is a good thing, and it kind of heralds a more earthy time for us. Saturn's leaving fire and going into earth. Saturn in earth is much more about the real world and the material plane. And early in 2018, Uranus is going to go into an earth sign, Taurus. So we're finally going to have more earth. You know, we haven't had a lot of earth in recent years. We've had Pluto and Capricorn, but it's been under pressure with Uranus and Aries, that Uranus-Pluto square that's just going to end in May. So all of the work we've been doing for the last 7 years is going to shift when Uranus changes signs. But again, more earth. And what we want in the elements is balance. You know, some of fire, some of earth, some of water, some of air. We want to have a balance of the elements. Because when we're lacking an element like earth, you know, it can be hard to get things accomplished. So it depends on where Capricorn is in your own chart. So we all have Capricorn somewhere, even if we're not a Capricorn, but we have a house in our chart that's ruled by Saturn that has the sign Capricorn in it. So that's the house where we're supposed to focus on for the next 2.5 years. For myself, that would be my 12th house. I have Capricorn in the 12th house, which is the house of things hidden. So I may continue to be more of a hermit than not. I may continue to do more introspection and meditation, kind of an inner world time. But if you have Capricorn rising, it's in the first house. It's about you and you accomplishing things. You achieving things. So those people who have Capricorn rising, it's kind of like they're coming into their own more, out into the world more. They were hidden this last year. So the Saturn will go through the different houses of the zodiac and also affect the different signs. So the signs that are probably most favored for the next 2.5 years, just as far as Saturn goes, are the other Earth signs, Taurus and Virgo. So those are the signs that can make great strides. Their goals may be within reach. They may have an opportunity. So they may get a lucky gift from the universe. And people who are more challenged, I'm sorry to say, are the Aries and the Libras, because Saturn and Capricorn will square them. But it will give them a challenge. If you're on the wrong path, you'll experience setbacks that may push you to get on the right path. So for Aries and Libra, you may cut your losses. But if you're on the right path, it may be a catalyst that propels you to success. So people born under the sign of Cancer are having the opposition from Saturn. So you might feel more restricted, at least in one area of your life. So it's a time of reassessment. And it may be time to end a relationship that no longer serves you. So it's time to cut your losses and plan anew. And Pisces and Scorpio may have some opportunities with Saturn in a favorable relationship with those water signs. Even if you do nothing, you won't suffer any ill effects, but every Saturn cycle has a direct bearing on future ones. So it's really better to set goals and make plans to achieve goals. So Geminis and Leos, you know, Saturn in Capricorn may not be their cup of tea, and they might have to require an adjustment that may feel a little bit uncomfortable. But it's, again, a grounding placement. And the Sagittarius, you know, they're off the hook. They've done their time. They've paid their dues. So they should be, you know, able to take it easy a bit for the next 2.5 years and kind of reap their benefits. And of course, Capricorns, they're the ones that are going to have the most effect from the Saturn transit, because they're ending a cycle and beginning a new cycle. And again, Capricorns love to accomplish things. So this, even though Saturn may make it more challenging, it's an opportunity to achieve more for Capricorns. And, you know, we already have Pluto in Capricorn. So Saturn's going to slowly move towards Pluto. So it's not actually going to conjunct Pluto until 2020, but it's going to be in the same sign. So Capricorns are being challenged not only by Saturn, but also by Pluto. And it's going to be a real big deal when those two planets come together. We had 9/11/2001, Saturn was opposite Pluto on the ascendant and descendant of the USA chart. So Saturn and Pluto together talk about major shifts, major changes in society. In this country, it was such a big shift. And I don't even know if we've gotten over it yet. But Saturn and Pluto are big shakers and movers of the zodiac. And having them in the same sign, kind of working on the same signs in a similar way, is going to be interesting. But, you know, I've just been looking forward to Saturn going into Capricorn, because I feel like, you know, we're going to get to the bottom of things. The truth will be revealed. Actions will be taken. I read one writer that said, where is it here? If Mueller is removed, we will have a constitutional crisis with mass protests. If Trump is removed, we have a national crisis and mass protests. So either which way, we have a national crisis and mass protests. So Saturn and Capricorn can be somber and serious. So we have to be careful of falling into kind of being down or pessimistic. You know, we don't want to fall into that trap with Saturn in Capricorn. It's really, you don't want to get stuck in inertia. You do want to continue to put out effort and make some kind of progress, accomplish some kind of task every day. So we can't just wait until it moves, because it's almost a 3-year transit. So it's kind of exciting. It's a little daunting. Saturn is such an important planet, and having it change signs this week is a very important thing. And Saturn in Capricorn loves success and achievement. Its symbol is the mountain goat. Sometimes it's the sea goat. Capricorn climbs the mountain, putting personal emotions and frivolities aside in order to ascend to the summit and enjoy the view from the top. So Capricorn's realm includes physical, political, and social, and the need to preserve structures in order to preserve the fabric of human life. So Capricorn doesn't like to take risks or engage in carefree exploration. It's more about substance and solid goals. Saturn is most effective and happiest when allowed to operate freely in the material world of form and structure. So this is a time that we deal with matter. So that sounds good to me.
Well, you know what I like? The image I was getting from all that is previously, as you've talked about, you know, the Uranus-Pluto square, kind of that 10 or 12 years we went through that whole revolution of tearing down structures, tearing down what we've taken for granted or considered, to always be in place. And then here comes Saturn, and it's in the process of restoring order, as you said.
Right.
I like the sound of that. I like the sound, except for that it's going to still mess with Aries, because what I need is more messing with, of course. But it does sound like we're getting into a rebuild cycle for the next 3 years. That may be challenging, but it still sounds positive, very positive.
Well, I think we're going to try and rebuild the institutions that have been so damaged by this current administration. You know, and I don't know how long it's going to take or if it's even going to happen that we get rid of that guy in the White House. But and all those Republicans, you know, I mean, it just seems like they're destroying, destroying, destroying. And Saturn in Capricorn wants to build, you know, it wants to rescue. It wants to, you know, reaffirm the solid values that we live with. You know, it believes in tradition. It respects, wisdom and experience. You know, it's definitely more, you know, I don't know, solid. And Saturn and Sag hasn't been that solid. It's been like a crisis a day for the last year.
Yeah.
You know, and hopefully we'll get beyond that. But it may take work. We may be called upon to make effort to save our democracy, to make effort to put things right. Saturn in Capricorn will be all about effort. So we're going to have to make effort. We're going to have to create our goals. We're going to have to get organized. Saturn doesn't like a mess. So hopefully we'll be cleaning up the mess in Washington. Structures, support, organization. It's a good time to make plans for the future. And if you're in a situation of great difficulty, you can see it as a normal part of the cycle of life. So we get greater strength through the endurance of hardship. And Saturn and Capricorn will encourage us to endure. And it's not a time for risks. It's not a time for speculation. Careful investment is favored. We need to see through the emotional story to the practical side of things.
Mm.
So this is a real great support to our ventures in the physical world. So we need to plan. We need to have strategy. Excuse me. So dreams and fantasies, it's not time for that in the coming 2.5 years. Positive thinking is not enough to carry us through to our goals. Saturn's reward comes through hard work, discipline, and structured planning. So, you know, it's not a lazy time. It sounds like a time of I don't think sacrifice is the right word, but application, you know, a job well done. Somebody called it Saturn in Capricorn, the school of hard knocks, you know. And other things are going on too this week. We have the winter solstice on the 21st,
yes,
the first day of winter, when the sun goes into Capricorn. And that's always an important turning of the year. And of course, the sun entering Capricorn will be exactly conjunct Saturn. So more Saturn and Capricorn stuff for the next 3 months. In fact, it seems like everything's about focus, structure, achievement, goals. And the winter solstice chart also has Neptune on the ascendant. So at least we can have positive visual images. We can hope for the best, but work hard at the details. And Mars is conjunct Jupiter in Scorpio. So that can be a lot of intense energy to focus, you know, to give us some drive. They say when Saturn goes into an Earth sign, it's hard on finances. So we can't expect it to be like boom times. It's more like, you know, frugality and, you know, saving money and being more like a Capricorn. And then on Friday, Mercury stations direct. Hooray! You know, we get out of this retrograde Mercury cycle that we've been in since, was it the 2nd? Yeah, the 2nd of December. So it doesn't mean everything clears up in one day, but at least we have a couple days before Christmas where it's all okay to spend money. Because I try not to spend money when Mercury's retrograde, because you're not happy with your purchases. And in fact, my husband Peter went to a friend's house who was getting a washer dryer delivered, brand new washer dryer. They brought it in. Their laundry room had a wall. The door couldn't open. You know, it was a big mess. They had to send it back. They ended up just keeping their old washer dryer. And I just said, well, they shouldn't have tried on a retrograde Mercury. So, you know, I'm so grateful that I know about retrograde Mercury, so I wouldn't try to put in a new washer on a retrograde Mercury. You know, it was bound to be stressful, and it was very stressful for this couple. So, you know, now that Mercury station's direct on Friday, it kind of frees us up to have a nice holiday weekend and a nice Christmas. In fact, I have a chart here of Christmas. Let's see. So many charts. That's the one I can't find. Here it is on my computer. It's not easy being a Pisces, I tell you. Okay, here's Christmas. So Venus moves into Capricorn, conjunct Saturn in Capricorn, conjunct the Sun in Capricorn. So it's going to be a Saturnine Christmas, which means lowered expectations. You know, pay attention to the details. The moon will be in Pisces, so that's not too shabby. I mean, it at least part of the day, actually. The moon's in Pisces until 4:30 p.m., and then the moon goes into Aries. So, you know, we'll be in our turkey stupor until about 4:30, if you eat early. And then we'll get a spark of energy in the late afternoon. So that's good. And Chiron's conjunct the moon on Christmas. So the warning there is, you know, don't get all emotional and sensitive and maudlin about Christmas's past. And oh, you know, how it used to be, and it's not as good as it used to be. And I mean, Chiron tends to be, you know, moody in Pisces. The moon in Pisces can be moody. You know, people may not be happy with their presence. They might not be happy with how the food turns out. You know, it's just a little bit, you know, over emotional. And with Saturn on the Sun and Venus, that's not a happy combination. So what can we do about it? I think just not have a lot of expectations and don't dwell on the past. Yeah, it's sad that Christmas isn't like it used to be, but the whole world isn't like it used to be. I think this Uranus-Pluto square we've had for the last 7 years has just changed everything dramatically. You know, the truth has been revealed as Saturn moved through Sagittarius. Even if the truth is, you know, we've been hacked, we've been compromised, our election is has been, you know, probably totally hacked. You know, we have a false leader. I mean, it's all come out. It's all the truth is out there to be revealed. Now what are we going to do? With Saturn in Capricorn, we'll do the practical thing. You know, it sounds like we're clearing the deck, cleaning house, you know, getting rid of things that don't work, putting new structures in place that will work, those kinds of things. So, Christmas Eve and Christmas. Venus will go into Capricorn on Christmas Eve. And, oh, the new year. The new year looks really exciting because we have a full moon on New Year's Day. So 6:24 p.m. on New Year's Day, we have a super moon full moon at 11 Cancer. So that's exciting. So emotions will be high, and so will most of us, because the moon trines Neptune, the sun sextiles Neptune. So Neptune's very involved in our new year. So again, Neptune is visions, it's ideals, it's creativity, it's sensitivity, it's spirituality. And
well,
I've got a vision.
Go ahead,
go
I'm
on.
Sorry. Oh, I was going to say, with the heavy Neptunian influence, would that kind of try to push us into kind of fantasy focus versus reality focus?
Yeah, that's part of Neptune. And it can also be overindulging and imbibing, which, of course, is a New Year's tradition. But, you know, it's probably better to restrain a bit, because Saturn will be in Capricorn and Saturn doesn't like going off the rails or being too extreme in any way. And Mars conjunct Jupiter in Scorpio, you know, you don't want to be in a position of jealousy and envy and hot passions. You know, it can go over the top. So, yeah, there's actually a grand trine in water on New Year's. So that's interesting.
And you started to mention that you had a vision. I'm sorry.
I did have a vision. I did. I was on the beach last few days when the weather was so perfect and it was so warm and beautiful. And I just got the feeling that the Trump administration is, I mean, I've thought this before, but it just felt really strong. This is the end of the patriarchy. This is the last patriarchal president we're going to have. You know, we swung one way with Obama and, you know, a certain group of us swung us the other way with Trump. But I think he's the end of that era. He's the end of the baby boomer presidents. He's the end of the white you know, superiority, white male hierarchy. It's the end. It's the end of that. And what we're going to have now is the millennials and women and, you know, just a whole different idea of leadership and power. So, you know, the half of the country that liked the way the things were in the 1950s, you know, elected this guy, and he's the end of it. He's the end of the road. I don't think we're going to get another one like him for a long, long time. And maybe some of the damage he's doing will have to be, you know, rebuilt, you know, and we'll have to build up again to what we had, like in the State Department and the EPA and other things. But, you know, he's just shown us how bad it can be, how really bad it can be. And I don't think anybody likes this. I mean, maybe he does, but I don't even think he's in his right mind, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to have that wonderful full moon on New Year's with the sun in Capricorn, the moon in Cancer, trining Neptune. I mean, that's a great time to set goals and to maybe have a vision of what your highest ideals might be for the new year. And, you know, passion in a good way, a passion to make things better, a passion for community, things like that.
Hmm.
And then we get our January new moon on January 16th. And actually, that second week of January has a lot of positive things going on. On the 8th of January, the Sun sextiles Jupiter, Venus sextiles Jupiter. I mean, those are two really, really nice aspects on the 8th. And then on the 9th, the Sun conjuncts Pluto, Venus conjuncts Pluto. So that can be transformative. And then we have on January 11th, Moon conjunct Jupiter, which is very positive. And then Friday the 12th, Mercury conjunct Saturn. But we really, the second week of January all the way up to Martin Luther King Day looks like a really positive week. So things improve after Mercury goes direct. And then we're out of the shadow of retrograde Mercury on January 10th. Now, Mercury goes direct on the 22nd of December, but it doesn't get to the degree that it went retrograde in until January 10th. So that's called the shadow period. It's not as bad as retrograde Mercury, but after the 10th, it'll improve a lot. And then we have a whole new year that we're dealing with. We'll have eclipses January 31st and February 15th. So we'll have a full moon eclipse on January 31st and a solar eclipse on February 15th that actually hits the moon in the USA's chart. So that's a significant date for some kind of a shift for our country. And then we have summer eclipses in July and August. And then May 15th is when Uranus goes into Taurus, and I'm looking forward to that too. So a lot, you know, lots are going on. You know, we're finishing up today and tomorrow, that's Saturn and Sag, and the important shift tomorrow night. So we should all make our prayers and affirmations, you know, make our vision boards, you know, for the new year. In fact, the winter solstice really is the peak of December. So it looks fairly good to me. It feels like things are going to shift and it's going to feel more secure.
Hmm.
You know, more safe. I mean, not that it's always possible. Anything can happen. But Saturn in Capricorn, it's people will clean things up quicker, I think.
Sounds like a sense of stability will come back from, as if we've been standing on shaky ground for a while, and it's been uncertain, and now it's going to get stable again.
Yeah. So it's been 2017 has been a rough year.
Yeah,
but we sure have learned a lot, and hopefully we take our lessons with us. You know, it was such a shock that what happened to our country happened, but we've survived so far.
Yeah. Well, the other thing about 2018 that I think works really well with Saturn in Capricorn is that we're having an Earth Dog year, a Chinese New Year of the Earth Dog, and that's
right.
That's also grounded. It's about justice. It's about rules of fair play. You know, it's got all of these elements that really feed into that Saturn in Capricorn. So
yes, the year of the dog feels earthy.
Yeah. So
I mean, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know what element the year of the dog is ruled by. Let me look here.
This is an Earth Dog year.
Oh, good.
So it's Earth. It's all Earth. The year of the brown Earth Dog.
Oh, good. Yeah, I love the dog. The dog is about, you know, well, this says harmony, living in harmony to home life, patriotism to one's country, and unwavering fealty to whatever cause you wish to support. And there's the dog has rigid willpower and unbending sense of justice. Will lead to major confrontations with the weaker side, getting the upper hand.
So
controversial issues will be awarded a hearing, and effective changes will be introduced. Equality and liberty will be advocated by the dog's influence. Sounds good. He brings stability.
Yeah, it all sounds wonderful, like a very good forecast ahead for all of us for this. These closing elements of this month seem to, or end of the year, seem to be saying, let's put this foundation in place and then we'll start applying everything as we go into 2018.
Slow and steady wins the race.
That's right. And that is a characteristic true of Capricorn, of they're very persistent, they're very dogged, they're very determined. So
I love the sign Capricorn.
Yeah.
It comforts me somehow, just knowing that there are rules, you know, there is order. You know, we don't need chaos, constant chaos. I think we've had our fill of that. You know, this Uranus Pluto square for the last 7 years, and just what's been happening in Washington and all this criminal investigation, and it just feels like our own government's attacking the people. It just cannot go on. It cannot be maintained.
Yeah. That's what's that line from the Big Lebowski? You know, this something cannot be maintained, whatever. I can't remember, but Jeff Lebowski uses it. He hears it somewhere and he starts using it. But
I'll have to watch it again. Yeah, I just read about the religion of dudism. And you could definitely follow the dude and his philosophy and have a pretty good life.
Yeah, I guess so.
Abides.
The dude abides, that's right.
Yes. I love that movie. And, you know, religions have been based on less.
Yes.
In fact, most of them.
It strikes me that I'm actually hoping that religion will get back to being religion and stop Stop trying to impose rules on society as a whole, but allow people to make choices. But go ahead.
Go on.
Go ahead.
Another thing about Saturn in Capricorn is that the USA is a Cancer Sun, Cancer Jupiter, Cancer Venus, Cancer Mercury. So Saturn's going to be opposing those four planets in the USA chart. So again, that says to me, get grounded, be practical, clean up the mess. You know, you're not going to be given free rein to do whatever you want. The rule of law will abide in America. Nobody's going to get away with scamming all the people and the government. You know, it's gonna be cleaned up, and maybe it's going to take time, and maybe Saturn in Capricorn is going to teach us what we need to learn about patience, unfortunately. But, you know, patience. One day at a time. Take one fact at a time. And maybe we're not going to get what we want immediately, but in time, with patience and effort, we will be rewarded. So Saturn opposing the USA's planets is very interesting. You know, we've already had Pluto go through and make oppositions. Now we're having Saturn is going to come through and make its oppositions. So that'll be interesting. Saturn's also going to square the Saturn of the USA's chart, which is very significant. We have a 10th house Saturn, which makes us want to be leaders in the world. And our whole leadership position has been decimated by the current administration. So maybe Saturn squaring Saturn will cause us to fix things, to clean it up, to make it right. Let's make it right. So Saturn opposite the Sun, Saturn square the Saturn in the USA chart, all very interesting. And then we have that eclipse in the new year on the USA's moon in February. So that could be something of significance. What is it, February 15th, the Ides of February. So that hits the USA's moon exactly. So that'll be exciting to watch. But what do they say? The stars impel, they do not compel. What you make of your life is largely up to you.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. You know, I had a whole different idea of what Jupiter and Scorpio would be like, and it's turned out to be this whole sexual abuse crisis and revelations and people losing their jobs and everything coming out in the open. It's been really interesting to watch. I mean, things will never be the same again, you know, in business and politics.
Yeah, and actually I think that's what's, and you alluded to it, but I think that's what's making the shift. I think more than anything else that will help bring down Donald Trump, regardless of what Mueller does, but it's also making the shift in our cultural consciousness in a very big way. Yeah.
It's like step by step, we're overthrowing the patriarchy. Step by step, it's changing. And just this thing about women running for office and women taking control, it's very exciting to watch. Because I remember when we went into the year 2000, twos were supposed to represent the feminine. You know, the ones were the masculine, the twos are the feminine. So now we're in the era where feminine power is supposed to rise. And that doesn't exclude men, but it does exclude the patriarchy, in my opinion. You know, it can't be all men all the time.
Well, with the exception of Absolute Revolution, where you just throw everything over, everything to me seems to be more of like a star going nova. Now, what we've seen for the last 17 years is a big resistance from the patriarchy to hold on, to hold right. control, to impose, to maintain power within that power structure. And it's coming apart of its own volition, almost like Gabriel Garcia Marquez's book, The 100 Years of Solitude, where the town dies on itself. It kills itself. They build up the town, it flourishes, it thrives, and kills itself. And that's what I think we're seeing with the patriarchy, and that's what you've been mentioning. By the way, that big Lebowski line was, "This aggression will not stand, man."
That's a good one. That's a good one. I think there's actually a book out there that's based on the big Lebowski. Probably has a lot of those quotes.
Yeah. Well, the rug tied the room together, but so Saturn and Capricorn is going to tie the country together. Well, Joyce, thank you so much for all of that. Any other points that you'd like to share with us or make sure you bring out related to what's happening now and going into 2018?
Just make your list and steps to achieve your goals and just make the next 2.5 years very productive, very productive.
And for those who want to get some personal guidance for the new year, what's the best way to reach you?
I can be reached at area code 831-236-6572.
Okay.
And I'm also on Facebook at Pacific Astrology, Facebook/ Pacific Astrology. So I try to post something there every couple of days.
And of course, you'll be with us on the 29th when we do our quarterly preview online, and folks will be able to hear what they can expect in further detail for 2018 if they didn't feel they got enough tonight, because you sure gave them quite a bit.
Great. So we're going to be on the internet on the 29th.
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
So then have a wonderful solstice, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Holiday, whatever else you choose to do or not do. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Happy Christmas to you too. Happy solstice.
Yeah, the solstice. That's the biggie, though. That's the great one.
Yeah.
So, thanks again, Joyce, and all the best to Peter. And all.
Thank you.
So we want to let everyone know that Good Vibrations Radio will actually have a show on Monday, Christmas Day, from 5 to 6 p.m. We'll be talking about the origin of Christmas. It's putting a little bit of that out there for understanding. And I think as we go forward into this Capricornian driven energy of next year, be wonderful for us to have a foundation of real knowledge and not some of the myths we've grown accustomed to thanks to good marketing. So I want to thank you all for listening. If you're on the email list, you'll be getting an email with about the quarterly preview, and that will also get posted to goodvibrationsradio.com. Between now and then, all of you have a wonderful solstice. If your Jewish Hanukkah ends on the 20th, so I hope you had a wonderful, happy Hanukkah. Have a Merry Christmas, and Kwanzaa will be starting up in that last week, so we have so many things going on. We just wish blessings to all of you, and turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings. Namaste. Oh!